Hey, it's me, boy Eli. It's
Hey, it's Daniel over here.
good to have you back, Daniel. Usually, if it here means one of two things. It's going to be anime wise or gaming wise. I mean, specifically fighting games, but we're here to talk about something very interesting that happened in recent weeks, and that is the Oshinoko ending. I heard it's apparently crap. I haven't read it, but everyone's been crying about it. How do you feel about it, man?
I mean, I've never seen Oshinoko, so I can't really say, but
Okay,
I
then
thought we were going to
never
talk
mind.
about
Okay.
Concord and how like it fell from grace heavily, or
We already made that episode, Daniel. I'm sorry. I know
oh,
you're
did
still
we?
salty about not being in that.
I just think it's weird because I mean, there's an Amazon Prime series coming out next month, and they're still having an episode on Concord.
It's weird. It really is. But no. So that was the Sony side of things. This week we're actually gonna be talking about Xbox and specifically some of the more recent news to come out of good old boy Phil Spencer. And just what to expect from the future of Xbox. And it's really weird. I mean, it's just a ongoing, I would probably say one step forward, two steps back, that has become Xbox now.
Yeah, 'cause, if you've been like watching the gaming industry like we do, you notice that Xbox every time they seem to make a step in the right direction, they somehow go back as well, and it's kind of odd. It keeps going on and on and on.
Yeah, no, they shot themselves so much in the foot that I don't think that foot is a it's a foot anymore. I don't just what happened there.
Yeah, like the most recent example is the whole acquisition with Activision Blizzard, and
Yes.
yeah, and you're thinking, okay, we're going to get a lot more games now. Hindsight, yeah, but not really. Like we've been waiting for Perfect Dark for I don't know how long now. Some of the studios that we thought were going to do great, like Tango Gameworks, got shut down, but luckily they got revived by
And
another
that's gonna be like a
company.
main point of our discussion too, Tango
Yeah,
Gameworks,
so
because,
like. So yeah, you'd
yeah.
think they'll be doing something in the right direction, but something happens, that's wasn't foreseen by any of us.
No, especially off the high of a High Five Rush, which is still a fun game. I recommend everyone to play it.
Yeah, it's now on PlayStation as well. So although PlayStation fans or players, just go ahead and try it out. It's a really
It's
fun
on
game.
PC. Is it on Steam yet or no?
It should be. Usually a
Yeah.
PC release is available on Microsoft Store and Steam.
That's good. But yeah, so the main thing that a lot of people talking about is because I don't recall what Phil Spencer exactly said. There's a bunch of stuff that was said, but the main thing that a lot of people have been latching onto is the idea of no more console exclusivities, or the idea of not every game being solely for Xbox. Now that got a lot of people going. Does that mean Halo? Does that mean Gears? Does that mean anything else? Now, granted, we kind of foresaw something like this back when I mean, there's probably a game that's even earlier than that, but the one I'm about to mention is Indiana Jones and the what was it, the Full Circle or something? The
I
Perfect
think
Circle?
the Great Circle.
The Great Circle. I was thinking
Yeah,
about the
like,
band, I'm sorry.
yeah, this whole trend started out actually back with Cuphead because it was supposed to be an
Yes.
Xbox exclusive. And then they're like, okay, like we can put it on Switch as well. Then later on, it didn't make it a PlayStation. And then eventually, it happened with other games as well. Like right now, like the latest game that to do this was Sea of Thieves. Yeah, it was mainly an Xbox
Right.
exclusive, and now it's over on PlayStation. And interestingly enough, this is the first PlayStation game from Rare.
Is it? Oh, right, because it was Rare was always Nintendo and Xbox. Well,
Yeah.
Nintendo first, then Xbox.
Yeah, so like this is the very first PlayStation release for Rare. But
That's
fun facts
crazy.
aside, yeah, so we saw started with small games, small indie games like a Cuphead, eventually going bigger to what is eventually going to be Indiana Jones, which PlayStation won't be able to get until like I believe March or sometime in spring next
Yeah,
year.
sometime next year, because Indiana Jones does come out this year. There's just a lot of games that. So this is the. I mean, so this is the ongoing thing about comments about Xbox, and this is just a from a consumer point of view, is that they don't have console exclusivity, so there's no real reason to buy an Xbox. Which, as much as the Xbox defenders will continue to say, sure, whatever or not. It's starting to become much more of a harder battle. It's more of a, yeah, we get it, guys. Like, just play the games already.
Yeah, and it sucks too, 'cause like I believe there needs to be a healthy competition between the two, 'cause that's why we're seeing like Sony being cocky with the PS5 Pro. It's like, oh, it's $700, man. You know, we got the games. You know, give us the 700 and 100 more for the disc drive. But aside from that, yeah, it's kind of hard to compl it's kind of hard to argue about the games too, 'cause the games that are exclusive that didn't win over to the PlayStation as well. They're not really enticing enough. Like I remember, I was excited for Starfield. Like, okay, so this is probably the game that's going to get people, you know, to come over on an Xbox again, you know, play, and maybe for the future. I mean, it's another like Bethesda, you know, RPG. It's nothing big like Skyrim. I mean, it's a huge game, but you know, it wasn't
It's a
exactly
huge.
the top tier RPG we were
It
expecting.
still feels just. It felt like it's just like Starfield feels like a game that was made like 20 years ago.
Yeah, because for some
Like
reason they just,
exactly like in 20 like it's a
yeah, because
2011.
they're just using like I know they're using the same engine. I mean, they probably modified it a bit to make it more modern, but they've been using the same creative engine for I don't know how many years now. But
It still feels like a game from. It still feels just like Skyrim. It just feels like Skyrim with like space mods. Now, I'm not just trying to dog on the people that worked on the game. They did a very good job. Don't get me wrong. It's just like if you were expecting for something different, this was not it. I'm sorry.
yeah. So yeah, like I mean, as before, I mean, it's a you know, it's fine for what it's trying to be. It just wasn't that big or exciting. And then before that, we had Redfall, which was gonna be like a big multiplayer shooter game with vampires in it. And yeah, that was pretty bad.
That wasn't even like I can't even come up with a good comparison. That's how bad it was. Like that just I can't. I'm stumbling on my words because I can't.
Yeah, like it doesn't help the fact that the studio was pretty much forced to make the game too, because they were told we want a multiplayer game and that's that. So they pretty much half-assed it because they wanted to get it done and over with, which I don't blame them, because like if you're not, you know, passionate enough in the project to actually like, you know, put into fruition, I mean, like there is really going to be like that much. I mean, you can make it decent, but you know, you'll just know like it doesn't have the soul.
It doesn't. And the
And
games
then
that are good, they're just kind of okay. Like
I mean,
a lot of people were. Go ahead.
I mean, you have your safe bets from Microsoft. You mean Halo, with Halo Infinite. Campaign's fine, it's great. Multiplayer wise, it feels like they don't really grasp the live service aspect of it. And then
No,
you,
and it's sad because the gameplay of it was is good. It's really good. Like
yeah.
I would always like jump back and play every once in a while, and I'm like, all right, I did enjoy this game. And
Yeah.
then the monetization happens, and I'm like, all right, that's why I stopped.
Yeah. And then
And
after that we have Gears of War, which is now called Gears. Did Gear 6 come out?
no, because Gears 5 is Gears 5. And
Oh.
then there was at one point a Funko version that was like XCOM
And then
style.
there was Gears Tactics, but I was trying to remember. It was like I don't know her
It's
name
not
because I
Tactics,
didn't
dude.
play
It's Funko.
Gears 4. Well, I played a little bit, but I never finished it.
Yeah, because then there was Judgment, and because the new one is like a prequel,
Yeah,
hence like,
E-Day.
yeah, E-Day, which
Yeah,
got a lot of people hyped.
and I'm like quite excited for it too. I kind of want to go through like the entire franchise just to get myself like into the series,
Oh, it's
with the
fun.
more.
It's very, very dark sometimes. There are
I
times where I
mean,
felt very uncomfortable.
like I read through and played through like some dark stories, so I'm sure it'll be up my alley. And then yeah, those are your two safe bets for like the your average gamer. But then the other titles that I can think of that are good from Microsoft's side, they're very niche in a way. Maybe not so
Yeah.
niche like Forza Horizon. You know, it's a racing game. I never played it, but I heard great things about it. So you know, I'm sure
Yeah.
like for racing fans, it's great. And then this one is especially niche. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
No, yeah, that is like super niche. That is so niche.
Yeah,
Like
I mean, it's
you.
cool that I can actually fly and crash into my house, which is really impressive, especially with all the different things you could do with it. But Yeah, like as much as impressive the game is with all like the technicality of it, like you can even look inside the cockpit and see all the switches and stuff in there as well. I would say it's still a very niche title to entice anyone to even buy an Xbox.
It's even funnier because, like, I've always felt like Xbox had a very good hold. Not a good hold, I'll say that. Okay, I'll pull back on that statement, but like a very decent hold on a lot of indie games because that was kind of like some of their big things was some of those indie games like Cuphead. Cuphead was a big sale, but I mean, most of the people would rather play it on PC because when it came out, it was like on PC and Xbox. It was supposed to be Xbox only, but honestly, considering how much those guys have put a lot of their money, I think they put up their house. I think that was the story, right?
Now I don't remember, but I think it was the story for No Man's Sky, because I remember like they were putting everything into that as well.
Yeah, no, those two go with the same thing where it's like they put like a lot of money into it. The No Man's Sky started off pretty bad, but then like they bounced back. Cuphead blew it out of the water, man. I remember people were just like really loving that game, and like everyone who wasn't a gamer knew about that game.
Like I was excited for it too, because like I already had an Xbox because I bought it for KI, and it's like, oh, Cuphead's coming out. That's a bonus for me. And I played it,
Yeah,
and it was a lot of fun. I loved
it
it.
was. I couldn't finish it because I made too many bad decisions on cost, and
Wait.
I'm like, oh.
Come on, dude. Darkseid Phil could finish that.
He could. He
No,
could. He
wait,
did.
actually, he did.
He did. But like again, I stand my point is that I made bad decisions and I don't want to go back again.
No, you need to go back.
I need
There's
to go
even
back. I
DLC
know.
now.
There's a new DLC and I'm still bad at that game. I'm just terrible at that game. To be fair, it's one of those games that I would rather play with someone than just by myself.
It's actually debatable if it's harder with a friend.
Really? Was it? Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. Now I remember now. Because your life is halved. But no, to the point is, it's like Xbox has had these games, but they either never were marketed well or, just didn't exceed expectations for whatever reason. And granted, maybe because PlayStation has like a real good foothold on on some very well-known established properties, maybe that's probably because of why.
I mean, you could say that, but I feel like Microsoft, they have their own like list of properties they're not utilizing as well. Like, I know
That's
like
true.
for the most part, like people are saying you have Banjo-Kazooie, you mean make another Banjo-Kazooie game. It's like, yeah, that's true. Like they got all the other properties, especially from other companies as well. I mean, for example, Double Fine. I've been asking for another Brutal Legend, but they probably want to make a different kind of game at the moment right now. And then even before then, there's some like. Let's see, I'm trying to remember some other games from the Xbox era that were very, very weird. I think it was called Fusion
Titanfall.
Frenzy, and then
Fusion Frames.
wait, was it Fusion Frenzy? I don't remember. I just remember like I think you were like in little like cages that you roll around in. It's like a
Cages.
multiplayer game. It's like one of those weird party games from the original Xbox.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't recall the name of it. You
I might
might
have
be
gotten the
right.
name wrong too, but. Yeah, and then like Blinks the Cat.
Oh, fuck. I forgot Blinks the Cat.
It wasn't that popular, so we only got one game and we never heard from the cat again.
For a while there, and just because I mentioned Titanfall, that was an Xbox exclusive at one point.
Like, I probably argued against that since that's an EA game.
Yeah, it's true. That did come out. Did it come out? Did the first one come out for PlayStation and Steam too, or no?
No. I believe the first one was exclusively for Xbox One, and
Yeah.
then Titanfall 2 was available on Steam and PC.
Yeah. That's right. Because that was the thing about Timefall 2 is that it was like it needed the support for it to continue. Got screwed over, and then like we got Apex Legends, so someone come out happy, not me, but
And it's an entertainment too, because like even before like all the studios, they know what they want to focus on, even back then. They were pitching ideas to Microsoft, hey, we got a cool idea for a game, and they were all shut down constantly. For example, like Rare, they brought up the idea of Killer Instinct 3 at the time. That didn't work out. They came up with some other ideas as well, like Conquer, like multiplayer game. I think it was called Going Medieval. There's more on Rare Replay if you want to check out like all the other stuff that Rare pitched. Like for as I mentioned before, they pitch all these different ideas, and they're like, "Well, we're making a cool camera that you can, play games with your body, so you can just jump around and actually you jump around the game. So how about you, make some games like Kinect Sports and then another Kinect Sports, and then Xbox One. It's like, okay, maybe we could do our own things. Like, nah, we need you to make one more like Kinect game, some Kinect Sports Rivals." And Rare, they were mostly designated to Kinect stuff, and people did not like that they weren't able to do their own thing and forced to do like Kinect
No,
games.
that's the sad part of it, and it's funny because there's that documentary about by Hold Back to Block about KI, and it was Ken Lobb, right?
Yeah.
Who he fought hard, he fought hard to get a KI game, and yes, I know I'm actually wearing a KI shirt right now, the Full Guard shirt, which is ironic. But he fought hard to get that in, and that to tell you how kind of like the ecosystem was for Xbox at the time, especially because like I that was the era of Kinect 360, right? That was when they were the most popular, but that was also the time where they were very focused on like multiplayer games, because that was the height of like COD, and like other like FPS games.
Yeah, because like 360 was mainly known for like multiplayer stuff because everyone knows about Xbox Live and all the other different things. Hell, there's even multiplayer on Netflix.
God, about that. That was just a thing.
Yeah, remember before we did watch parties on Discord and stuff, we had watch parties on the 360.
That was the crazy part. Yes, I do remember that now. But why didn't they? Well, they should have brought that back during that time.
Hey, they should have, but they never
They
did.
should have. That would have increased a lot of
Like
sales.
the moment they actually started bringing that back, like some services like Prime Video, it was too late. Like pretty much, like people were starting to slowly go back into to the public.
Oh well. But no, like around, so I think this the thing about Xbox is that they still have yet to recover from that Xbox One announcement.
That is true. Like that announcement heavily like damaged their image, and people still have, feel it to this day. The fact, from the first unveilment, the heavily focused on the TV aspects, like, oh, you can watch The Price is Right, or like, I remember what it was, such a forgettable show too. Like basically all I remember is like TV and TV this.
Yeah, then someone made a compilation of how many times it said TV and how many times it said game, and it was so, I think it was like 60 times a minute or something. I don't remember.
Man.
I just don't like I don't it like and if you're wondering like, well, you're talking about exclusives because they don't have exclusives. The thing is, they kind of do, they're not really using it, and their attention is always going to something that really isn't needed. Hence why we mentioned Xbox One, because what was the big attention during that, presentation, which was the TV. So like if there's every like a new game to show up, everyone's like, oh, but I don't want the Kinect to always start watching me and stuff, Big Brother
Oh yeah,
and
like
stuff.
the fact you had to have your Kinect connected at all times, and it was trying to be like the first console to do online DRM too. Like you have to constantly turn on and connect online every 24 hours on the, or else you'll get cut off.
Yep, and Don Matrick said the worst things ever, and like they're still recovering from that, and like they're
Yeah.
still trying to get people to, support Xbox. And the sad part of it is, they don't have that level of, I wouldn't say commitment, but I'll probably say, what's the word I'm looking for? Like support, right?
Yeah, because you can even see what the games during the Xbox One time too. I remember like they announced I remember it was either a remake or reboot of Phantom Dust. People were excited for that, and then that got canceled. And then for me, the most devastating consolation for me was third game with Platinum Games for Scalebound. I was so excited for that, and then
I
suddenly
knew
got
people
canceled.
who were thinking about getting it for Xbox for that game because it looks so cool.
Yeah, because like, oh my God, so my Xbox is not going to be a KI machine anymore. I'm going to play it for Scalebound too. And yeah, it just never happened.
Even then, like there's still some games that considering now that are coming out that are being promoted by Xbox, but considering how the ecosystem is in Xbox, if they want those games to survive, they kind of have to go with, non-console exclusivity. Metaphor for most people are like, oh, that's an Xbox game. mean, technically, yes, but also no.
Yeah, I mean, they have the rights to market it, similar to what they did with DMC5.
Yep. Similar to Persona 3 Reload.
Yeah, that's right. So I'll give Xbox credit there. So they're doing the right thing. They realized, you know, like they need to reach out to the developers, and now we're slowly starting to see more games come onto Xbox now, and especially like some of the nicher titles as well, such as Persona, which has mostly been known as a PlayStation, you know, series, now like branching out to other consoles, right? Like as we were like mentioning before, yeah, they're reaching out to developers and they're coming over to Xbox now, which they need to do because they need to show that, you know, because Xbox it was mostly known as I guess like a shooter console. Like when you think of Xbox, you think of games like COD, Halo, Gears, and then the occasional Forza Horizon for a while now, because that's all you ever see coming out from Microsoft from a first party perspective. While with PlayStation, you got games like Ratchet and Clank, which is like a platformer shooter. Uncharted, a fun third person action adventure game. The Last of Us, also another fun adventure game. God of War, fun hack and slash, also an adventure game eventually in Norse mythology. Yeah, so the point, you know, given is, you know, you have all these, you know, different kind of games coming from PlayStation compared to what Xboxes have, you know, which is just another shooter, another shooter, another shooter.
And that's kind of the thing about it is that they don't have the, like I said, they don't have that luxury to promote the, because it wasn't like that wasn't the case in the 360 era. They had games that, like I said before, if you actually Google search like exclusive games from Xbox from a certain from this specific era, it's like, oh yeah, they did have that game, like Lost Odyssey, right? The one that was made by the guys who did Final Fantasy.
Yeah. And
And it
yeah,
was really
there's like a
good,
bunch of
apparently.
games you didn't know. Like I forgot that Blue Dragon was on Xbox.
That's right. And that was like their Dragon Quest.
And
I
then
know a
you want a
lot
game
of
even
people would
weirder
love
than
that game.
that. You know, like if you like tending to animals and stuff like that, it was Viva Pinata.
That's right, I forgot about Viva Pinata.
Yeah, you see, and then there's some other games as well. Like they try to bring it back Perfect Dark with Perfect Dark Zero. Not as good at first, but you know, it shows that they were trying. And then before that, I remember it was Cameo. I never heard of it until I played Rare Replay. It was a 360 game where you
I
play as
think I
like,
called it Kameno for the longest time.
no, it was Cameo.
God dang. Yeah, no, they have, like I said, they have the resources, but the thing is, they never wanted to fully invest on it. And if they do, it's very rare. Like Psycho, they got Double Fine. They got Psychonauts. That, I mean, to be fair, they've already working on the fact on the Psychonauts too.
No, yeah, because it was crowdfunded, so of course they had to go a little to the other platforms as well, you know, keep their promise
Yeah.
and stuff.
But like, it still came out for Xbox and it's an Xbox game.
Yeah, I mean
And
you're slowly starting to see that now. There's this game from I forgot what's the studio name. I think it was Compulsion, the guys that did We Happy Few. They were doing this game. Oh God, I can't remember what was this game, but I'm excited for it. It has like a stop motion kind of look to it, kind of like Spider-Verse.
I know which one you're talking about. There's also that new game that coming out that's
I need to look that up.
very like Mississippi South magic kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because I remember like in one of the Xbox showcases, like there was this female protagonist. She was just riding on this big, I think it was like a sea bass or some kind of like
That was
a.
prong, but basically it was an
Wait, was it a
amphibian.
frog?
Basically it's a creature you would find in the swamp. But yeah, no, that one I was like, yo, this looks so cool. It's got like that frame rate you would see in Spider-Verse, which is funny
South of
why.
Midnight.
Yes, that's what it was. And then there's I can't remember the name of the game, but so that's this game you were talking about. The one I was talking about was a different one. But to the point is that these games, as exclusive as they may seem, probably won't show up it, like for it, let me rephrase that. They will show up on other consoles, PC, in like a year or two, which is sad, yes. But if I'm being honest, Not that surprising. Not only because it's Xbox, because it's also happening with Sony.
Yeah, I mean, like, you just gotta have like some more self-confidence with your games, man. Because I mean, you look at PlayStation. I mean, they showed off Helldivers 2. It was a live service game. I didn't think I was gonna, get into that as when I heard it was a live service. Came out, heard great things. It's a great game. And then afterwards,
The democracy was a meme for months
oh yeah.
until they put it on PlayStation and
Yeah. Yeah, and then what was the other one? Like Astrobot,
Oh my
I just like
God,
okay,
Astrobot blew out of the water.
yeah, like I had low expectations for that because like okay, I mean
That first
it's that
game was
little,
fun.
yeah, it was a fun little cute game. You know, that was on my PS5, but when I first got it, day one. Now he has his own like standalone game outside the PS5. Well, it's on PS5, but it's not pre-installed. But I digress. But yeah, like I thought it was like okay, fine, it's just a little cutesy game. He's like, no, it's actually a great platform. I said, really now?
Yeah. And then the second one just like became a love letter to PlayStation.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah,
just
except
like, what?
yeah, like I need to eventually play that game as well, man, 'cause like I have fun with the first one. I was already on my PS5, but hearing that like they improved like so much and it'd be so amazing. Like there's they even added like some new like time attack modes now and everything.
And like again, like it's, I mean, you're right, they need more confidence in their games. I think partly another reason is because, you know, they probably know that they're gonna have to, you know, make money out of it. They might have to best just to make some of these games, cross platform, because that's probably the best way for them to survive right now, because
Yeah.
they're probably not doing as good as they want to, even though they want to support a lot of these games. Because Indiana Jones, you know, at first was questionable. Then that second trailer made people go like, okay, you know what? I kind of want to play it, you know,
Yeah.
like silly Nazi man go ha 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 kind of thing. It was like, all right, that was an instant buy for like a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like they had their Xbox, showcases, and they could just give pre, the occasional updates with the games and everything like that, but you don't really see it like that often. You probably might be seeing it like when it first announced, and then eventually a reminder is like, hey, it's coming out soon. It's also going to be on Game Pass. You know, be sure to look out for it, and that's it. But like with PlayStation, you keep hearing and talking about it like over and over and over again. Like, I don't even think they did it for Conquer, but so it'd probably not be a good example to use that. But I remember like Deathloop, for example, it was like the last Bethesda game on PlayStation. They marketed the hell out of that one because, like, hey, it's the very last Bethesda game before everything becomes Xbox exclusive now. So, here's Deathloop. Here's Deathloop. Here's Deathloop. Got to the point, it's like, okay, I get it. Deathloop is coming. You're kind of killing the
There
buzz.
really isn't that much of a strong marketing team on Xbox right now.
Yeah. And like, I know marketing, it costs money, to go out and market your games, but it should be easy, especially when you're doing it online. I mean, you just, put up the kitchen video on YouTube, Twitter. I don't know, IGN. It's everywhere. You literally have like any places to go to go ahead and promote yourself in any way. I mean, it's completely free just to shoot out a post online.
It is. But yeah, I'm like I said, I don't blame them for not being as confident with it. I do think that essentially if they're going to survive, they're going to have to do it, and maybe at some point we'll start seeing more exclusives, specifically the Xbox. But I think time exclusive is probably the only way they can naturally survive, not survive, but like, you know, ensure that these games are successful. And again, it's not surprising to me because even Sony's doing it too. Because, you know, when is Rebirth coming out on PC?
Probably sometime in 2025. I basically they it's exclu it's a console exclusive for 1 year, so it doesn't really apply to PC.
There's
And it
also
gets you wondering where
this.
it's remake on Xbox because it's a fun game.
It is that is true. Because
Yeah,
that
and
I'm we talked I talked about it last week with the last episode with Joe, and it's just like, oh yeah, they're upset that their game isn't selling well. I'm like, what do you mean it didn't sell well? It sounds like it sold well to me. Yeah, but it didn't meet expectations. What do you mean it didn't meet expectations?
Yeah, and like Square Enix actually to come out in a minute. It's like, okay, yeah, so doing the exclusivity deal with Sony for PlayStation, probably not the greatest thing for us. So we're gonna have to start, making our stuff multi-platform now. So Hopefully, we'll start seeing more Square Enix stuff come on Xbox as well. I remember
PC
for the,
too.
yeah, I remember for the, well, the first one's on PC, so we'll have to wait. So they're just waiting for Rebirth. But for the longest time, Kingdom Hearts was only on the Epic Game Store, and no one wants to touch that. I don't even like use Epic or anything like that. And then they said, hey, it's coming to Steam now. It's like, oh my God, now it's on PC.
Now it's
Yeah.
obviously.
And you get an
Yeah,
exclusive, you get a cool exclusive like Steam Keyblade in there as well.
man.
But
Nice.
which I don't even think Epic had, which is surprising. But
No.
yeah,
Every
you,
other console release for the game came out with a like a little keyblade.
yeah, even a Nintendo Switch, and that was just a like a was a cloud version.
I mean, yeah. The thing about Xbox is that they kind of, well, for one, it's either they need some better management people around, because whether it be Phil or someone in there needs to, like, just rethink about what their strategy is, really. And that's kind of the issue that Xbox always have, in my opinion, because ever since, like we said, Xbox One, they can never escape that. It's been a downward spiral.
Yeah.
They've been climbing back up slowly, but like every once in a while, you just happen to put your hand on the wrong side of the rock and your hand slips. You
Yeah.
know?
Yeah, and they're doing this weird thing too. Like they're marketing themselves as you can play Xbox on anything. You can play it on your phone. You got a Fire Stick, you can play Xbox on that. You got a smart TV, you can play Xbox on that. You can play on Xbox on a Steam Deck if you wanted to. Trying to promote the Game Pass is available on almost any the device that could stream the games on. And then recently the I don't know if you heard about it, like they recently confirmed that they are working on an Xbox portable gaming device, which probably won't be seeing until like a couple more years, but it's
Yeah.
under the works.
And it's one of those things like, guys, we're. And like I said, Xbox is doing good in some aspects, but they always got like a step back behind on a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
Like,
so like
I.
we're seeing the games like South of Midnight and some of the other stuff like from Double Fine, all the other studios that they bought as well.
It's well, they don't technically own like Atlus and Sega, but Metaphor has been promoted as an Xbox game, and that game is doing bangbusters.
No, seriously, like I didn't really see a lot of advertising from Xbox themselves, but apparently, like, but despite that, it sold 1 million copies very quick, like quicker than
Part of that, I'm
any
pretty sure,
Sony
is because of the
game.
music.
Well, I mean, it's Atlas. They're gonna kill it with the music.
Oh, hell yeah, they are.
Yeah, and it's surprising because like Persona, it's like the most well-known franchise, and they usually sell games quick. But this is the game, a completely brand new IP. Like no one has ever played it, so they don't know what it's like.
You're right, and that's kind of the weird thing about it. It's new Atlas Persona game. Guys made Persona, Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah,
There's
like
a
this
third
will.
game, isn't there?
Like no, it's Shin Megami Tensei and then Persona, but yeah, like these are well-established franchises, and they have a brand new game that's completely different from SMT or Persona because they're more grounded into modern time Japan, and this one being a high fantasy RPG, which is like
Oh, and
completely.
it's hella fantasy, dude. I'm playing
No,
it
yeah.
right now, and I'm just like, we got airships, but they're not airships, but they're airships.
Yeah, so they're going to the high fantasy route that where they never done before, as far to my knowledge, except maybe with Etrian Odyssey. So,
Yeah.
it.
Also, monsters designed based off, God, just love his name. I gotta look it up again. You remember that painting of hell? Bosch. It was the Bosch paintings of hell. You know the little egg guy.
I think so, yeah.
You do you remember in Berserk when Griffith did the whole thing with bringing magic into the world? How there's like every photo of the God hand and all that stuff.
Okay, now I'm getting
There
it.
you
Like that.
go.
There you
There you
go.
go.
I was
See,
thinking like,
we're nerdy like that. We gotta make
yeah,
specific references.
yeah.
But no, Metaphor is just a really fun game. It plays almost similar, but it's still different. And like you said, this is a game that's Xbox didn't hype it up that much, but they did enough to be like word of mouth,
Yeah.
which is good.
Because it's Atlus. Like, Atlus are known for making great RPGs.
Like honestly, I If that was the case, I don't blame them because it's like, how do we market this? Because I have a hard time considering what they talk about. It's like, okay, how do we market that? Kind of stuff. But yeah, no, I think we're getting close to the end here, mostly because I don't know what else that we can add on to the conversation. But yeah, I think Xbox, this is not something surprising. I think this is bound to happen to Xbox. With a console exclusivity. Yes, they do have good games. They either not market well or they don't come out as well as people hope for. But, you know,
Yeah, they just
it.
got to get out there, man. Like, even with Nintendo, like, I still remember some of the games that I didn't really like have that interest in. Like, I remember, I think it's like a weird multiplayer, like, puzzle battle game, Sushi Strikers. I still
It
remember
seems
that
so familiar.
they put into that. I still remember Codename Steam, a game that barely anyone ever played on the 3DS. And I still remember, like, yeah, it's from the guys that did Fire Emblem. I still remember that because they actually went out and, put it out there, like, yeah, this game is coming out.
Yeah, and so like yeah, I think Dan, I think you said the best. They need to, you know, have more confidence in their games. Granted, again, I think the way the gaming ecosystem is right now, console exclusivity is just kind of a hard thing to do
It
right
is.
now.
I feel like I would blame like the fact that games are getting so much bigger and bigger in the AAA space, because they gotta show off that it's big now, and it's taking so much longer to actually make those games now. While Nintendo is like, yeah, we're still rocking with old hardware, but it's still amazing. We still got games like Tears of the Kingdom, like doing things that you probably thought you would never get to see unless you were on a PS5. But we gotta work on the Switch.
Yeah. We're still using good old Unreal Engine here.
Yeah,
It still works.
so side note, please let there be more double A games. Double A games are good.
Yeah, you don't have to go that hard. But yeah, I think that's a good way to end the episode. If you enjoyed what you heard of the show, follow us on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Geeks Experience. And there's a link tree on Instagram for you to check out our video episode of this ep for this. Especially if you want to put a face to the voice and all the podcasts that we're officially part of, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all the like, and any form of support, there is a Patreon. And yeah, it's been me, your boy Eli.
Been Daniel.
And yeah, hopefully Xbox can pull themselves out. It's a tougher battle than we've always said.
I mean, I wanted
But
to see it. Wanted to see him do good. I wanted him to do good.
yeah. Hopefully we'll do good. But anyways, you guys have a good one. Peace.